given honey in the dark. The deck out back kneels low in the grass, wood planks worn soft with rain and sun, 10,000 human footprints. Picture someone's old Christmas lights, unboxed and strung up in June, from the gutters to the lowest birch branch and reaching up to tether an arc of stars. I meet the hostess standing barefoot in the grass. She takes a chilled bottle of white from my hand and replaces it with the warm palm of her brother, the graduate student, in town to write his dissertation. "Well, trying to write," he says. "So far, summer's been swimming with my nephews and niece, watching t-ball games, and standing under trees at parties, his collar open at the throat to catch the gold and green dripping from the bulbs above." He leads me to two open seats at a table under the tree. We pass cold tomato salad, plates of marinated meat, and peaches, tiger-striped from the grill. I ask about his field. "Fractal geometry," he says. "Certain equations can replicate patterns found in nature. In the fronds of ferns, for example, tree growth over time, a whole forest. Maybe equation draws the pattern, or maybe pattern wrote the equation. One way or the other, it can tell us the shape of what's next." And he's right. Everywhere, artichoke leaves overlap. The weave of the tablecloth repeats. The evening pleats in on itself, gathers its dark heat closer to our end of the table and this slow dessert. Small bowls of vanilla ice cream with almonds glazed in honey. When a sliver of almond sticks to my lip, the grad student brushes it away with his thumb, leaving my mouth to wonder if it has been kissed or stung.